You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The United Nations Refugee Agency has condemned Hungary for sending thousands of additional security forces to its southern border with Serbia, who are pushing back migrants fleeing war and poverty. As Stefan Boss reports, an increasing number of people are already stuck in what the UN calls dire conditions at the Serbia-Hungary border as Hungary blocks their entry.
Hungary's government says as many as 10,000 police and soldiers are trying to completely seal the southern border with Serbia. New measures backed by Hungary's anti-migration Prime Minister Viktor Orban allow Hungarian forces to return to Serbia all migrants, regardless of their background, if they are detained within 8 kilometers from the border. Heard through an interpreter, the Prime Minister's chief of staff, János Lassar, defended these policies.
Stopping illegal migration is a key issue for Hungary. Not just because by doing so we are protecting Europe, but because first and foremost we are protecting ourselves. And we are convinced, and this conviction brings us to this, no one can enter Hungary without an identity check. Only those people can stay in Hungary whom the country allows in across its borders and grants permission to stay.
Serbia has accused Hungary of breaching international law by returning migrants fleeing war and poverty. And the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says the measures led to human suffering, with up to 1,300 people stuck at the Serbia-Hungary border, many without shelter and sanitation. On Thursday, a 10-year-old Afghan boy died in a drowning accident nearby, while earlier a Syrian young man reportedly drowned after he and others were pushed back into a river by Hungarian police. UNHCR spokesman Barbara Baloch told Vatican Radio that many desperate people still try to breach Hungary's razor-wire border fence.
There's this risk that this restrictive policy is pushing them, refugees, to give themselves up to smugglers and people traffickers. And the evidence is there. Every day we see 100 refugees trying to irregularly access asylum in Hungary as they come through the fence.
Refugees stuck in Serbia say they have no other choice as they still seek to reach Western Europe.
Some guys are tried 9 times, 10 times, 5 times, and I tried 2 times, but we are failed and we don't have no any choice, and we are thinking that what should we do?
Fearing a new wave of migrants from Hungary, neighboring Austria installed new border controls, prompting an angry reaction from Hungary's government, which introduced similar measures. Despite the tensions, Austria's far-right and anti-migration presidential candidate Norbert Hofer has said he does not want his nation to leave the European Union, apparently softening his position on a future referendum. Hofer is aiming to win a rerun of the presidential vote on October 2nd after his Freedom Party won a court challenge over voting irregularities. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.